This week's Parshas Chayesara. The Parsha begins by telling us about the death of Sarah. What's amazing is that it tells us about her Chaye, her life, and that Chazal teach us that in many respects, and that Avram only truly appreciated Sarah after she passed, that the whole Eishes Chayil was Avram's hesped for Sarah. They really understood, only at the time of her death, everything really became clear as to who she was and her matriarch, this let's say. So then after that, Avram turns after buying Maariv Machpelah and burying Sarah. We see that he enlists Eliezer to go and find a wife for Yitzhak, going back to the Alter Heim, to the homeland of where Avram comes from. And what's amazing about this parsha is we see that many places around the Torah there's very, like almost a letter, or even write a letter that we'll learn a whole slew of halachot from. The laws will derive from these very, very, very cryptic language. But here we see that the Torah uses tremendous amount of space to tell us all the details of how Eliezer went about finding a wife for Isaac, for Yitzhak. And what's incredible is we have the same story depicted twice. We have Eliezer going to the well, seeing Rivka, Rebecca, and then everything that transpires, and then he tells over the story to her family. And if you compare the two, you find these differences. So like, for example, when it happens in the story, he says to her, let me sip a little water from your jar. And she says, drink. And then it says, Vatashkehu. And then when she was done giving him the water, it says, Eshav v'tomer gam l'gamalecha eshav ad gilim l'shtot. She will give water to the camels until they have enough. And then when he tells it over, he changes it. And says that the words that he tells, reports them, is actually subtly changed, almost to say that the way that actually happened was the way that she went about giving the water in the first story was unlimited and without control, and that when he tells it over, it's more of a limiting type of thing. There are a number of differences, but the thing that really pops out is the fact that in the original story, what actually happens is that after he sees this whole thing of how he gives her the water and how she takes care of the camels, he turns right away and he gives her the gifts. And then after that, he asks her, so where do you come from? What's your background? Tell me your biography. And then he hears that she comes from the right place, comes from Avram's family. But in the telling over of the story, he first tells them that he asked her who she is, and only then did he give her the gifts. And so the question is, what's going on here? And so the idea of what's going on is that Eliezer was coming on a mission. He was looking for a certain type of person, a person that was not just a Baal Chesed, a person who does kindness, but is a Gomela Chesed, that she's a person who does the type of Chesed that allows the person, the receiver, to become independent. They no longer have any dependence on the giver. Gomel chesed, camel chesed. The idea that a camel, once it has all of its water, becomes completely independent. And that's who Rivka was. So that when Eliezer sees this, he doesn't need to ask her who she is. Right away he knows this is the one. But then afterwards asks, and then when he tells her the story, now it's a whole different thing. Because at that point, he's selling the deal, so to speak, to her family. And so in that, he starts telling things and changes all the, really arranges things in a different way than actually how they happened. Because now he's trying to pull them in and to show that the family ties are what's important and plays that card. But that would be important to them. But for his purpose, for his shlichut, for his mission, what he's looking for his master's son, for Isaac, for Yitzhak, is a gomel chesed, a woman who gives of herself in such a way that empowers people. And I think this is a very important idea that we need to understand and take for ourselves, that when it comes down to building the house of Israel, it's predicated on Rivka, on Rebecca and Isaac. And who is Rebecca? She's a gomel chesed. And that it also tells us that when she comes into the tent of Sarah, that she was a replacement. She literally was Sarah. She was almost like a Gilgal. But the idea really is that she embodied all those great attributes of what Sarah was, and that this was the continuation of that incredible legacy. And that one of the things that we are as a people, and that we learn from these things, we see, we watch these stories, the take home is we want to be that as well. We want to be gomlei chasadim. We want to be people who not only do kindness, but we look for that. When we're looking for our children, for a spouse, we want our children to be able to find people that are of that nature. That's what we are as a people. We are gomlei chasadim. That's what we aspire to. We want to do chesed in a way where we give to people, and it's done in a way so that we can empower and make people whole, that we don't give them fish, but we teach them how to fish. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos.